Wrapping up almost Parakeh, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting their sacrifices. He's rejecting their offerings. He's rejecting everything that they do. I despise your feasts. I hate your olos. I'm not paying attention to your olos, your mincha, your shlamim. Keep in mind, of course, that Malchus Yisrael didn't go down to the Beis HaMikdash to offer these things. So if Abarbanel is correct, then some of this is aimed at Yehuda. We need to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu might reject our offerings if they're meant insincerely and if they're meant to just cover up averos that we refuse to repent for doing. And it gets worse. Haser me'alai hamon shirecha. Take away from me the noise of your songs. The hamon, the din, the clatter, the racket of your songs. I have a neighbor who somebody bought a karaoke machine for the four-year-old as a gift. And I'll tell you, at 6:15 in the morning, that karaoke can be very loud indeed. And that's hamon shirecha, because he's singing along with the song, but it's hamon, it's a noise, it's a racket. This is a terrible thing. Now, I don't know if it means that they like listening only to trap rap music, and so to old people like me, my old ears think it's a racket. Or basically what it means is insincere songs. Shirecha also sometimes are the songs you sing drunkenly. Let's hope these aren't those. V'zimras nevalecha lo eshma. I'm not going to listen to the music of your stringed instruments, of your lutes. I don't want your electric guitar. I don't want your hard rock. Give me the traditional good Jewish nigunim of the past. I had a Rebbe who was very angry at modern Jewish music, and he said, does the music make you think about the meaning of the psukim, or does the music make you think about the music? And I sort of understand what he means. You know, nigunim that you sing in shul, that you sang on Yom Kippur on Rosh Hashanah, where we all sang together the old traditional soulful songs, the, quote, spirituals, unquote, of our people. Are those different from hearing, you know, I adore Yishai Ribo, but I have to admit, some of the songs are tremendous pop songs. I loved Avram Fried from when I was, he was the same, he was a little older than me, so he was the hero of my youth. Every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. And I, as you well know, have a beef with the song Chazak, which is taken out of a pasuk about everybody strengthening each other to make avodah zarah. That's the racket, the noise, the din of your songs. Chavdalid, and nothing compared to what Amos is describing, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I'm turning away from these things that you are singing and these music that you are playing. Are you playing them by the Beis HaMikdash? No. Thanks, no. Chavdalid, v'yigal, sorry, future tense, v'yigal, and it will be revealed, kamayim, like water, mishpah, justice. Justice will be revealed like water. It'll flow, it'll stream among you like water. You can't stanch it, you can't stem it. Utsdaka kenachalei son, and righteousness like a mighty stream. Now, on the other hand, this could be a positive where you could say, oh, it's a praise. If justice and righteousness flow like a stream, burgeoning with water downhill, that's a wonderful thing. The idea, roll, Jordan, roll, as American spirituals have said. But only if you're doing it right. Or, Dr. Hirsch suggests, this is justice rushing over you like a flood, bursting, sweeping everything out of the way and clearing it out of the way. And you're the obstacle being cleared out of the way. Chafei ha-zavachim u-mincha. Higashtem li b'midbar arba'im shana beis Yisrael. Did you offer me karbanos and karbanos mincha, meal offerings, when you were in the midbar for 40 years, Klal Yisrael? No, you didn't. Now, in the desert, I didn't make you offer sacrifices to me. We didn't, for example, bring the Karban Pesach We brought it once on before we left Mitzrayim, once in the Midbar, and then not for another 39 years. So these things weren't offered up, and yet we were closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than ever in our history at that point. It's not the sacrifices per se. It's just the connection and the ethics and the feeling and the right way of living. Now, I assume we had a Mishkan. There were sacrifices in the Midbar of various kinds that were brought. But the idea, and we heard this by Shmuel Hanavi, where Shmuel says, you're worried about building me a house to live in. You're building me a Beis HaMikdash. I didn't need a Beis HaMikdash when we had the Mishkan, when we had a tent. It was temporary. But we were traveling. It was different. You were living entirely within me. And I was entirely focused upon you. I've mentioned before the Rav Schwab point that the Mishkan was built as newlyweds. The Beis HaMikdash was a more mature marital relationship. But as newlyweds, there's something very special about that first apartment. Even if it's not that same elaborate lifestyle you'll have later. Chavavu nesasem eis sikus malkechem. You will carry sikus, your king. So now we're back to retribution again. These are pagan avodah zarah, Rashi said. In Malachim, there's a mention of a god named Sakut or Sukkos. Ironic, as we're about to embark on our own Yontif of Sukkos. But Sikus Malkichem, your king Sikus, Ve'is Kiyun Tzalmeichem, and your images of Kiyun, Kaiwan in Arabic, the planet Saturn, says Ibn Ezra and Radak. Radak says it may have been kind of food that they made for the idols. Kochav Eloheichem Asher Asisem Lochem. Kochav, your god, which you have made for yourselves, or the star of your god, where you make an idol in the shape of a star to represent your god. So all these foreign gods. Chav Zayin V'Higleisi Eschem Mehal Oladamaseh. And what's the result of all of these trust in your foreign gods that you think are going to save you, your star gods? I'm going to exile you beyond Damascus. Not exiled to your neighbors. Exiled far, far away where you're not going to return so easily. Amar Hashem Elokei Tzevaot Shemo. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose name is the Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth, you deify all of his creations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God over everything. And so you really need to know. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reject your allegedly holy gatherings, reject the offerings, reject even the actions that make harmony between people, like singing and celebrating and playing music. What should be taking place is justice rolling down like the waters. And then, Dr. Etchalom, Rabbi Etchalom really connects this, then we evoke the period of true harmony when we are in the Midbar. But your offerings are idolatrous, and your utter rejection is going to lead to dispersion far, far away, from which you will not easily return. So this is a real sequence. This is an arc of Malchus Yisrael and Klal Yisrael during this period, this generation, which is so much worse than earlier generations, as the Navi himself points out.